Talk 580 WTCM. And just hearing the words, the Florida Keys sounds really, really, really good right now. Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority is in today. And I'm Colleen Wares, filling in for Crystal Frost, who is, she's traveling today. It's 10:09. We welcome your calls at 947-0023. We welcome Bonnie Pintozzi. Thank you for coming down. Did you walk down the street?
Oh, just down a block or two away from here, and it's nice and gray and exciting. But that makes travel even more fun to talk about, Colleen.
Doesn't it ever? I mean, that's what I dream about pretty much.
Yep,
20 hours of the day.
Well, I get to do it on a full-time basis, which I'm always honored, and been in this industry for a while. But I have another industry leader that's on the line with us.
That is true.
Julie Petchler, Business Development Manager for the Globus family of brands. And we've had Julie on numerous times, but this is fun to have Julie on for the 2018 time period to kick it off. So good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Bonnie, and good morning, Colleen. I'm tickled to be back.
Well, it's always fun. It's always fun with you, Julie. Now, today we're going to focus a little bit more on Avalon River Cruising. And one of the things that I want to start this with, so our listeners understand, because there is a difference. There is a difference between different various river cruises. But in general, why would I go on a river cruise?
Because it's absolutely the hottest thing going right now. I mean, river cruising is finally, you know, number one in everybody's mind out there. A lot of advertising because of it. It's something that a lot of people haven't done yet. So it's kind of the unknown. And why would you want to go with Avalon Waterways?
That would be the next question. And naturally, that follows. So why Avalon?
Why Avalon? Because we're part of the Globus family of brands. And just to let you know that 2018 is our 90th anniversary. So we have been in the travel industry for 90 years. Is that fabulous?
So that
you
is
know
fabulous.
What you're doing. And it takes experience, you know. I love hearing that because it's tried and true.
It is tried and true.
You've worked out all the bugs in that amount of time.
And they're also the innovators, too, because if you started back 90 years ago, you've watched the many changes that have occurred. But one thing about this particular brand with the Globus family, and Avalon's one of it, is that they've been innovators. They have grown. They have addressed all the needs of the traveling public. And Avalon is certainly an award-winning cruise line.
It is. And we started in 2004. Globus is one of those companies, we're a little bit conservative. We're not going to jump into anything unless we're going to follow it all the way through. So in 2004, we went to the American traveling public and asked them what they wanted in a river cruiser, what they thought they wanted. And they wanted the hotel-style beds. They wanted the larger cabins. They wanted the larger bathrooms and everything. And so that's exactly what we did when we decided to build our ships. So we are geared toward the American traveling public, and that's what you're going to find on our ships. You're going to find those 200-square-foot cabins. You're going to find the showers. It has a shower door. You know, that shower curtain doesn't stick to your, you know.
Like a real shower.
Yeah, it's a real shower.
Where you can take a real shower on vacation. Yeah. You know, Julie, I was thinking initially – I mean, it's really only been the last couple of years that I've heard much about river cruising. And initially I thought, well, this is maybe a little trend, maybe something that travel agencies are trying out to see if it'll work. But it seems now that this is something that's here to stay. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, we're here to stay. Avalon's here to stay. In 2018, we're going to have 15 ships in the water in Europe, and then we're also going to have 3 ships in Southeast Asia. We're also going to have a ship on the Amazon and the Galapagos.
Well, let's talk about river cruising because, you know, I'm sure there are lots of people out there who may be listening and saying, well, what's the big difference? You know, I see these commercials on TV, and I see these, like, you know, 12-story cruise ships and, you know, all that type of stuff with all the fun and everything going on. What's the difference with river cruising compared to that?
Well, it's a very intimate experience. Because of the rivers in Europe, we can only either have 120 passengers or 160 passengers on our ships. So what happens is you come off there with 100 new friends. You really do, because you're, you know, having dinner with everybody. There's no assigned seating. It's all open seating. And it's very casual. I think the days of bringing tiaras and tuxedos and everything are kind of passe. Everybody likes to be a little bit casual, so that's what happens on a river cruise. You can be very casual and just enjoy the people that you're with and enjoy all the scenery.
And if you want to dress up,
you
right?
can. You yeah, can, but fine. You find most river cruises, I think you find people really just kind of being able to take that casual feel because you're so interactive, and you're interactive as much as you want to be. And I say that because you have a front row to history. You are going down, oh my goodness, canals that are bringing you into breathtaking areas of castles and things
well,
that have been
the
there.
Thing.
And then
yeah.
your opportunity to walk or to get immersed in the food and everything like that because you're up close. You really are up close. It's a very big difference than pulling in to a major port with like one of the large cruise ships, sea cruise ships that are out there, and getting off with, you know, thousands of other people. This is a different story. When Julie says you come home with 100 new friends, you really do, because a lot of people like the river cruising because you get to travel with people who have like ideas of what you want to, they want to do. Mm-hmm. So you're exploring, you're doing different things. But right before we went on the air, Colleen was telling me about kind of the whole world of Tuscany and the food and everything like that. Well, Julie, where else can you really get the intimacy of food and wine and the people
and
than a river
up
cruise?
Close.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely. And the other wonderful thing is we're docking right in the middle of the city. Mm-hmm. So there's only two cities in Europe that you don't get a chance to dock there, but you're right there. You walk off the ship. You're right there in Cologne. You walk off the ship. You're right there in Regensburg. You know, it's a fabulous experience, and you're going right there where all the history is.
You know, it's a dream, and absolutely nothing against ocean
right.
cruising.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, absolutely love that. Mm-hmm. But when you have quote unquote a day at sea or something like that, you're out at the sea. And it's beautiful, you mm-hmm. know, to look out and be surrounded by the sea. But with river cruising, there's always something notable that you're passing by. Within a stone's throw, right?
Right. We never have a day on the river. There's always going to be some kind of port that we're going to be stopping at. Yes.
And what no you pass is- by while you are, quote, under sail, you know, while you are, you know, motoring is something worthwhile as well.
Exactly. And, Julie, when you look at the different, and there's theme cruises, there are different types of, you know, active discovery. So, I'm new to, let's say I'm new to listening about this wonderful, as Colleen said, something that seemed, just maybe caught the ears and eyes of people a few years back. Mm-hmm. I have things I like to do. Maybe I like archaeology. Maybe I like, hey, maybe I want to check my ancestry. You know, maybe I want to do that genealogy. And I have now explored some things. And all of a sudden, I realize you have itineraries that are going to take me into a world of maybe where my ancestors came from. And we see a lot of that these days, and I'm sure you do, too.
Absolutely. We do a lot of special interest cruises. Mm-hmm. We have a beer cruise. We have the wine, chocolate cruises. Oh. You know, we have a Jewish heritage cruise. and what's so nice about those is there's no additional charges for them. If we have a wine cruise, all the wine pairings are included.
Mm-hmm.
You have a chocolate cruise, you know, all the chocolate that we bring on board is included. but we also have something that's brand new that's unique to Avalon Waterways, is our Active Discovery.
Yes.
And these are cruises that are on the Rhine and the Danube. And what we're finding is that people are a lot more active. You know, 60 is the new 40. And they do want to get out there and exercise. And they do want to be, you know, participate in the hikes and the biking and everything. So we've taken two different itineraries, and we've added a lot more activities. There's going to be a concerted, you know, 5 or 10 kilometer bike ride. There's going to be the hikes. There's going to be the canoeing on the Danube. I had the opportunity to do it in August of last year, and it was fabulous. You could do as much as you wanted, or you could do as little as you wanted. And what we found out is that it's a lot of multi-generational families that are doing this. You know, the parents are doing the cooking and wine classes, and their 40-year-old children are going out and doing all the hiking and biking, but they come back and they have dinner together and they can talk about everything that they did. So we're really excited about this. This is something that's unique to Avalon, and it's just taken off gangbusters.
You know, I love that too, and I would be one of the people taking advantage of the activity, because you don't come home from vacation and go, oh, what have I done? All I did was eat and sit around. You can say, all I did was eat, drink, and get around.
Get around,
you
know? Right. So you don't feel, explore, I mean, and you, do things.
You feel good. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to be said for that, especially if you're, you know, into some sort of a, you know, making sure that you move about on any given day to keep that going while you're on vacation. Plus, it makes you sleep better at night. On
I
a boat
that.
After a day of exercise, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have an exercise room on the ship, but you'll have an opportunity on the Active Discovery to do a lot of exercising. You know, we do have bicycles on all the ships, mm-hmm. but for our bicycle ride, we're bringing in a professional bike company that's got all the professional bikes and the helmets, and there'll be 30 of you that take off and go down the river. So it's not just a couple, but I like that new slogan, eat, drink, and get around.
Thank you.
And you heard it first here on with Colleen.
So. Right, and folks, Julie can make that happen for you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. When we look at these itineraries, and someone said to me the other day, well, a friend of mine went on a river cruise, but they wound up being on a river cruise for like 30 days. I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we do have we have 3 days on the river. That's just somebody who's not too sure if a river cruise is for them. They can do the mm-hmm. 3 days on the Danube, but they can go all the way up to 24 days. Mm-hmm. And that's all the way from Amsterdam down to the Black Sea to Bucharest. So that's if you want to, if this is going to be the only time you're going to go over there and do a river cruise, you want to do it all in one fell swoop, that's the one to do.
Definitely. And you know, with the sister company, which is Globus, okay, mm-hmm. there's ways in which to do pre and post touring. So not only do you get the advantage of enjoying an incredible river cruise experience, you get also, if you want to add days before or after, you get to enjoy some great touring in the destinations you are interested in doing.
Absolutely. You can do like an Amsterdam city stay, come in a couple of days early, make sure you get all the must-see sightseeing. Breakfast mm-hmm. is going to be included every day. Same thing with Vienna or Budapest, and with Bucharest. You know, so we also have cruises that go in and out of Paris, so you can do the same thing with Paris. You know, and my gosh, you can spend a lot of time in Paris.
Right.
3 days is not enough.
And Italy, obviously, we have just incredible experiences to enjoy. And these countries are kind of, semi-close enough to each other that you could do some multiple countries as well if you have some time to spend in order to pick up where we need to get to back, basically get on your river cruise.
Absolutely.
One of the things that's coming out, and it's the passion play, it's Over Amigal. It's going to be in 2020, and I know you have a program for that.
We do. We have a number of land programs for Over Amigal. And what's interesting about the Passion Play in Over Amigal is that we have an office right in Over Amigal, and all of our tours you will be staying in Over Amigal, which is huge. Mm-hmm. And then we also have all of our tickets. But if anybody's interested in doing the Passion Play plus doing a river cruise, our Danube Dreams river cruise is going to be coordinated with the tickets through the Passion Play. So you can kind of do a two-for-one on mm-hmm. that particular one. So we're excited about that.
And this, and the Ober Amigal Passion Play doesn't come around every year.
It's only every 10 years.
Right.
And again, what's so special because of our buying power and the fact that we've been around for 90 mm-hmm. years, our tickets are state center, and they're right there on the ground floor. So you're not in the wings, you're not up in the rafters or anything. We have very, very good tickets for the Passion Play.
And now that we've gone around Europe a little bit, and now we're looking at maybe a little bit of the exotics, maybe you mentioned the Amazon, the Mekong. Let's talk a little bit about that, because these are destinations that people want to go to, but they're not quite sure how to do it.
Well, and how else would you do the Amazon, right?
Well, you can do the Amazon either out of Peru or out of Brazil. Mm-hmm. So we do both of them. And the Amazon River is entirely different in both of those countries. You know, in Brazil, it's a very working river. You've got a lot of commercial on it. out of Peru, it's more of, you know, a sightseeing type of river. Mm-hmm. So you just have to decide what you want to do. But what's really hot right now is Vietnam and the Mekong. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is so popular that we're putting a second ship on the river for 2018. And we've got the Siem Reap and the Avalon Saigon. And what's interesting about that, there's only 36 passengers, a mm-hmm. very intimate experience, because we can get into these little villages and ports that the bigger ships that have 100 and 120 passengers can't get on. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's a fascinating experience. I've done the Mekong a couple of times now, mm-hmm. and it's so cute. We'll pull up to, you know, a village, and one of the little guys will hop off the ship, and they'll have the rope, and it's like, okay, now what tree am I going to tie the ship up to?
you don't expect that experience, do you? Right, Julie? Mm-hmm. I'm sure people are really surprised, but you can't get any more authentic.
No, absolutely. And it's an amazing destination. It's taken off, mm-hmm. and again, that's why we have the two ships. But that's what you want to do. You want to look at the size of the ship. We also have a ship on the Irrawaddy in Myanmar. Mm-hmm. And because this ship is only 36 passengers, we can go further up the Irrawaddy River than any of the other river cruise companies out there. And that's where you're going to see the second defile. That's where you're going to see the elephant camps. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where most of the culture is. So we do things that are a little bit different out there.
So you said 36 passengers?
36 passengers.
So yes. Is that the type of thing that you need to book quite a ways in advance just because of the limited availability?
Well, I think it's both, you know, for Southeast Asia and for Europe. We just don't have the inventory that the big ship cruising has. So, you know, if somebody's really interested in doing a particular itinerary at a particular time, you have to book as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. I know I sound like such a salesperson right there, but
it's true,
you
though,
don't
right?
want to...
It is true. It is. We have people looking at 2019, 20, and beyond, because once you either start or you had so many friends come back, as you have, Colleen, mentioned they've been on this type of thing, that you just have that adventure in you that says, I really want to try that. And when you take one, you want to go back because there's so much of the world to see and there's so much coverage that you look at Avalon, look how many ships they have and look at all the different ports and everything. It just puts that all in perspective, and you get to get into a feeling of, this is really, really how I want to travel right now. This is a great way to do it.
And I like the planning in advance like that, too, because it gives you something to look forward to, your major trip that's coming up. Absolutely.
Exactly. You know, and we have some things that are going on before we run out of time. I know right now there's some sales events going on. There's some different things about the suite views that I know you have, which you didn't even mention, by the way, in which the configuration that sets you apart with your with the cabins, correct?
Absolutely. And again, we're the only company that has, it's all about the view. Mm-hmm. We're the only company where the beds face the view. The beds are facing the window.
I love that.
We're doing some advertising on HGTV and the Food Network, and it's all about the view. So when people look at it, it's like, oh, my gosh, I get a chance to land out, watch everything that's going by, watch all the castles, the vineyards, and everything. And the other thing that's unique with us is that we don't have any balconies on our ship, but our window opens up to an 11-by-7-foot opening, which means we're bringing the balcony indoors. So entirely unique design. No other river cruise company has that. Mm-hmm. And once you've sailed on it, it's like, this is the only cabin I ever want to be in.
Absolutely. It really is different. And all of our clients who have come back said, you know, you told us about the difference. We heard about it because Julie has been in our wonderful Traverse City giving presentations for a number of years on their product line. And they heard it. They saw it in a presentation. They said, I couldn't believe it when I stepped in. It really just gives this feeling that no one else has.
Yeah, you're right in it.
You're right at it, definitely.
So before we run out of time, make sure, Julie, to give us all the information on how people can get details on some of the offers that you have, some of the destinations, some of the itineraries, all that type of thing.
Well, all that's going to be from the Travel Authority in Traverse City.
Mm-hmm. Yes, our offices, we have everything. We obviously, in Northern Michigan, we also have our Gaylord office. And Julie is constantly working with our staff with training and everything. We immediately know, before a lot of times it's released out there to the general public, all of the upcoming different specials, all the different promotions that are going on, plus as a part of Altwerk as a company, the Travel Authority truly has some really buying benefits in everything that we do and certain specials. So please, you know, you can go on to our website, thetravelauthority.com. If you're local here, you probably know where we are. In Traverse City, we've been in our location on Cass Street for 40 years, mm-hmm. formerly Passageways mm-hmm. Travel. And Gaylord, the same way. We've been in Gaylord community for years. We have offices downstate as well in the Midland area. So just, you know, let us know what we can do for you, because these do sell. And I really wanted to make sure that Julie came on early in the year so that we wouldn't miss out on those opportunities for all these adventures that lie ahead.
And they don't call you the Travel Authority for nothing, right?
You got it.
You
right.
got it.
Julie thank
Pesler,
you.
Avalon River
You're
Cruises,
so welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us. And Bonnie Pintozzi, we will talk to you again
next week.
Same time, same place. It's News Talk 580 WTCM.
Baby, why don't we go Jamaica off the Florida Keys?